5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
The word saint. Is the S or the C silent?
Put moron number two on the phone.
That's going to just absolutely stuff me brain, this hat.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, happy Friday, one and all. What a day it has been, too. Rain, wind, trees are blown over.
Yeah.
The city of Melbourne has gone bunter, but the regional border is gone as of 6 p.m. Shopping back, Bill, no doubt. You can go buy yourself some new clothes. Welcome
nice.
To you.
G'day, Daisy. Great to be with you. Happy Friday.
Oh.
And on my drive up from Geelong to Melbourne today, I saw three trees uprooted.
Oh, uprooted. Well, plenty of that going on, of course, plenty going on in this show today. Danny O'Brien will join us, which will be fantastic.
Yep.
Brag Artist of the Week.
Yes.
We, of course, speak to Elliot from PointsBet to get all the inside mail on the racing, a big weekend of racing, and the one I'm looking forward to, not the joke, the idiot file.
Yes, so am I. I always look forward to that, and so does this man here, old Rabsy McGee.
Lewis tried to get it. Going through hard there.
Bernie Vince
looked at Daisy Thomas, and Daisy's coming back. Oh. Now we've got the stop in play.
Daisy.
Good to see a couple of old boys going at it.
Whoa, down he went.
What would Daisy do there? What did you do to Bernie?
No, Bernie absolutely shit-mixed me, to be completely honest. Bit right in front of the MCC members in the first minute, and he got me so flush, it was just a perfect hit. And I was, you know, like when you hurt yourself as a kid, you don't know what to do, and you just get up. And you run.
Yeah.
So I just got up and ran at him.
Should have ran the other way.
Well, that probably would have been a better idea, but no, big burn, please, all huff, no puff ears.
Should have done a Harry Taylor. Remember when he ran the wrong way when they won and he took off and he's celebrating and then
Is that
realized.
When he had the ham in his sock?
No, that was different.
Was it
Harry done some interesting things, Harry?
Mitch Morton or Cale Morton when Matty
Brendan Lane.
Brendan Lane chased him around Port Adelaide. Anyway, Bill, we could talk about me all day and I'll happily do it, but we shan't be doing that because overnight the Aussies, after we had a decent chat yesterday, they've come back into some form.
Very impressive overnight against Sri Lanka, of course. Won the toss again. Very important that. Sent the opposition in again. And I think the Sri Lankans made about 154. Bowled okay. But I'll tell you a standout there, Zampa.
Oh, yeah.
Two wickets for 12 off about four overs. But the only thing there is I think they need another spinner. So is it Agar or Mitch Swepson? They might have to come in and play, which means either Stoinis or Mitch Marsh gets dropped.
Well, a large majority of the wickets throughout the whole competition have come from the spinners.
That's
and
right.
There's not a whole lot. We spoke about sort of the boring dour pitches over there. They're not turning a heap, but just enough. So the lack of pace on the ball, obviously making the touch harder to nib it around the park.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, well said. Maxwell bowled one over for 16.
and not overly efficient.
Stoinis bowled three overs for 35. Mitch Marsh didn't bowl. So I think a spinner's going to have to come in. Maybe another leggy like Swepson. But then,
yes,
the Aussies went out to bat.
Oh, no, don't tell me. The top order, what?
You know what they made? A partnership of 70, which is unbelievable.
Finches and Davey Warner.
Davey Warner was outstanding. He did get dropped early. We all need a little bit of luck in life, Adiz.
Oh, glove. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Floated through to the keeper. Off the gloves of David Warner. That is a chance gone begging.
Chance, Bill, as Brayshaw called.
Not even an edge, though. Off the gloves, a genuine just lolly.
Would have ballooned to him. Oh. You don't drop that. He was on 18 at the time. Soon after, he brought up his 50.
50 up. And a fine half century for David Warner. His last half century was back in April in T20 cricket in the IPL.
He has been out of form, though. There's no doubt about that. And we were having a chat yesterday, Triple M's own Brad Haddin.
Oh, yeah.
And we asked the question because we've been a bit critical and asking what the form was like. And, well, the great man, this is why he's on the M's and this is why he's doing special comments. This is what he had to say.
That top three will come good. Finch and Warner at some stage will win us the game. So I wouldn't be too worried about what they're producing at the moment. We need them producing when the big matches come. And that's what David Warner's done for a long time. He's produced when the big matches are on.
Well, bang. Well done,
what
Brad
a start to Hads.
He knows what he's talking about, doesn't he? So well done there. Warner 65, Finch 37. Maxwell batted at 3, not Mitch Marsh. So I think if it's an early wicket, Mitch Marsh goes out to bat. And if it's a later wicket, like 1 for 70, then Maxwell bats. Smith, again, just knocked him around for a nice little 28, and Stoinis got 16. So that is a very impressive win against Sri Lanka.
Very, very good start for them it was, Bill. What about the Vicks? I know you're keeping a close eye on that.
Yeah, I am. They unbelievably got first innings points yesterday because New South Wales are only chasing 199. They were going beautifully, and then they collapsed. So a really, really good effort there. As I'm just looking for it. You just talk amongst yourselves there. Maybe talk
about it. Warner quiet again.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And at the minute, Marcus Harris is 70 not out. That's okay. Our man in the second inning. So if he makes a good score, guess what? He probably opens for Australia in that first test. So keep going, little Marcus. He's only got little legs. He's got to run a
good
lot of steps
though.
between when he hits a single and all that. But he's 70.
Between the wickets?
That's what I was looking for. Hey, what about Quinton de Kock, if you don't mind? Someone's had a little whisper in his ear, I think, and said, mate, what are you doing? What's going on? Because he wants to play for South Africa now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a whisper in his ear or he's just let the dust settle and he's come out and he's made a statement. So he obviously was told by his cricketing board over there in South Africa that they were going to take a knee for the Black Lives Matter movement. Yep. That was only hours before one of the games. He decided not to do that, and not only not do that, but not play. So the dust has settled. He's come out and he's officially made a statement. He said, I'm deeply sorry for all the hurt, confusion and anger that I have caused. Black lives have mattered since I was born. And then goes on to say he's from a mixed race family. Yeah. His half sisters are coloured and his stepmummy's black. And he, quote, was raised to understand that we all have rights. My rights were taken away when I was told what we had to do in the way we had to and were told.
Yeah. So he was told what to do and he didn't like that.
Yeah, so he goes on to explain that he thinks that he doesn't need to do a gesture and be told to do it to care and go on to show that he cares. Obviously now
I think that's what we said at the time, didn't
we? Well, that's what we said. And you brought up the fact that he does amazing work over there in the communities and whatnot. Right. So just good for everybody to have some clarification now, because until you come out and say that, the whispers and the innuendo just grows and grows and grows. But well done to him for, one, making a stand, but then coming out and wording it very eloquently as to what he was trying to do.
And he's their best batsman, so good to
have
him back.
He is, and he will be back.
It just took a while for it to come out, that's all. Anyway.
Well, I think from the sort of way it reads and the cricket board over there, I don't think they do things as well and as considerately as we do over here in Australia, that is for sure. AFL news, Bill. We love a bit of footy, and a big, tough, hard man, Glenn Archer.
Yes.
His son.
His boy, Jackson. Looks like he might be picked up by North Melbourne, which will be good. Great to have the father-sons, isn't it? So good luck there to Jackson.
No surprises in the description of how he plays. Courageous, hard-nosed style, aggressive and highly competitive.
Someone said if you just see him, you know it's Archer's boy. But interesting enough, what about Jared Pollack, who they offered a 5-year big money for, 3 years ago?
Yes.
And they're going to delist him and then put him on the rookie list. Is that right?
It is right. It's an interesting one. Obviously, he hasn't had the run and the form that he had over there at Port Adelaide, in and out of the side, played a lot of twos footy, had some injuries. So they obviously don't want to get rid of him completely, but to get him off the list and then you get him back on, I would assume, at unders. Yeah. I don't know if there's been a little bit of a deal done there or anything like that. So,
but he would have got big money early
front-ended, and then
exactly
an opportunity there. So is that all we have, Bill?
Well, Melbourne Storm, their big enforcer, the big man.
Rugby league.
That's it.
Well, who is the big man?
Nelson.
And his last name?
Nelson there, the big Nelson.
Have a go at it.
Solomona has become the first NRL player stood down for refusing to get the COVID jab.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting one.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm reading it here, Rebs. I'm sure.
Good luck having that conversation with the big fella. Saying no jab, no play for you at 130 kegs.
You know he's 130, right? He used to ride a scooter to Melbourne Storm training. And on this scooter, the big fella, and they had to say, mate, can you get a car?
Yeah.
He'd stub his toe or something like that, be out for 6 weeks. So.
But the Storm are actually seeking their legal options at the minute, exploring those, because they obviously don't want to sack the New Zealand international for not fulfilling his contract obligations, but it is what it is.
Though I know the the AFL have come out and said you've got to have a jab, no play. But I don't think the NRL have. So that'll be interesting this to see where that goes.
Yes, I'm sure he won't be the last. Oh, you sure? I certainly am. Huge show coming up next, Bill. We talk to Danny O'Brien.
Daisy and Billy, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes suddenly think that they're a bit bigger and stronger and faster.
Superman.
That's it.
Superman even.
Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's a great time of year for horse racing in Australia. And this man is in the thick of it, Danny O'Brien.
We're just 4 days away from the race that stops a nation.
Gates crash, and they're racing in the Melbourne Cup.
And this man is aiming to win his second cup after training Val and Declare to victory in 2019.
Master Rioli just in front. Val and Declare kicks. Val and Declare's won it from Australia. They're on top of the world.
Please welcome Danny O'Brien.
Yes, Bill, Spring Carnival, Cox Plate, tick. Caulfield Cup, tick. Tick. Stakes, tick. Derby, tick. Melbourne Cup, tick. Well, this man has done it all. He has, and looking to go again this year. We welcome, of course, Danny O'Brien.
How are you, Daisy?
I'm going really well, mate. How are you going? Firstly, a big Spring Carnival coming up for you?
Yeah, look, with the 4 days of Fleming are always the highlight of our year. We had, unfortunately, no crowds at all there last year, but we're getting some people back this week, which will make it even more special.
So you get excited. It's a big time of the year. It's grand final time, really, isn't it? And you got them all ready to go. And I dare say you'd be jumping out of bed at 3:32 or whatever you get up at.
It definitely is a bit easier to get moving this time of the year with Derby Day tomorrow. It's one of the great days of the year. My mates refer to it as Christmas Day for adults. And, we're looking forward to it as usual.
Crowds back at the races, as you said. Does that mean anything different in your preparation with the horses? We see up in Sydney, a few of them got the earmuffs on, the red things that they have up there in the barriers. Will you implement anything like that?
Look, we do use earmuffs on some of the more temperamental horses. They tend to work well just to keep them a little bit more focused. Our horses, most of them have seen crowds before, but we're not going to have that 100,000 plus crowd there tomorrow or even Cup Day, so I don't think it should be too big a problem.
And what do you got going around tomorrow? I think three running tomorrow, Derby Day, Dan?
Yeah, we've got a couple of nice fillies in the Wakeful. El Patronus will probably start favourite in that race, and she's had a really good spring so far, and these were always her targets, the Wakeful and the Oaks, so we're hoping she can kick off the week in good style for us. And later in the meeting, we have Superstorm in the Cantala. And again, he's had a very good spring. He won the Fee and he ran third in the Underwood and third in the Toorak handicap. And we've just been really keen to get him to Flemington. He's a horse that should be really suited on the big track there at Flemington. And he looks a terrific chance for us later in the day.
Buddy Oaf hasn't had a lot of luck. Is that true with Superstorm? And as you said, the big track storming down the outside and could get the chocolates at a bit of value.
I think he'll go around about $10. So, he's a good each way hunting value, but that's the sort of day Derby Day is. There won't be too many short price favourites there tomorrow.
And young Verta, your horse of Kurt, it is pronounced that way. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes. Yeah, I believe it's young Verta.
Yeah, I was speaking about it and calling it Werther all week, and was getting absolutely scolded for that. Scratched, which is a bit of a disappointment, no doubt, after it was fantastic in the Turnbull, only half a length behind Incentivise that will run the short price favourite.
Yes, no, it was a bit disappointing. But look, we've got the new protocols now with the CT scanning, and just on his CT scan, there was a little bit of area of bone weakening that will, strengthen up over the next 3 or 4 months as he has a rest. But those protocols now mean horses like that won't run in the Melbourne Cup. And, for us, it was probably a good result in that we would never have picked it up through our own usual systems.
So all the trainers are happy with the CT scans?
Look, I think they'll get used to them. We're not the only one that's had one that's sort of been knocked out, for want of a better word, and most people have been pretty happy with it. I mean, if you can find a problem with a horse before it gets worse, obviously you can manage it and get on top of it. And, the good thing about the Melbourne Cup, it's on again next year.
And you've still got one going around, of course, Miami Bound. It's got the 52 kilos. Is that a chance?
Look, she ran third in the Sydney Cup earlier in the year. She probably need rain to get into the finish. She's been a terrific mare for us. She actually won the Oaks at this meeting a couple of years ago. But there hasn't been a filly or mare placed in the Cup since Mackay Bidiva won it. So it has been a little bit tough for them over the last 15 or 20 years, but she'll be turning up there and doing her best.
We've got plenty of rain overnight, of course, up here in Melbourne.
There got no trees left.
Does it go over the jumps? Because there might be a couple of trees on track.
No, it was a pretty tough morning out at Flemington this morning. We were very lucky just to get the horses in and out without any damage.
Would have been nice down at Bowen Heads. Always got a nice little complex down there. Loves it. And he slips into the BHP and has a couple of frothies. Is that your local, the Bowen Heads pub?
It is the local, yeah, the Bowen Heads pub. It's a beauty. I'll be actually down there tomorrow morning galloping some horses and then back up to Flemington for the races.
You had Vow and Declare, obviously, a magic moment back in 2019. Yeah. Is that your favourite spring carnival moment?
Yeah, it is. Look, we've won a lot of big races Cup Week, and they're all, you know, great fun because it's just exciting for owners and for us when the horses win. But the Melbourne Cup was just a whole new level and something that we'll always treasure.
What were the celebrations like that post-race? Because Craig Williams rode that. Does he get to go out and have a good night, or does he have to keep it somewhat tame?
And does he smile?
He does when he's not talking.
He can talk.
But we had a great night. We had a big family and friends style celebration, and just got to try and do it again now.
Hey, all the best. All the best. Thanks for your time, and get back there to Bowen Heads. He'll train him up and then go to Flemington. It's bloody hard work.
Well, it's a long way, Bill.
It is.
Big hours.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you.
It's the Rush Hour, Billy and Daisy on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, overwhelm, underwhelm and over-deliver, my friend, I do consistently.
Daisy and Bill.
I got asthma.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. And Daisy, it is Friday, our second last Friday for the year, so it's time for a bit of a pump-up.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday brag, artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I just bought a house. I got down to zero on golf. Bill, I've got a six-year-old daughter that can speak better English than you.
You're unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday brag artist.
What a great way to finish the week with a little bit of a pump up for everyone, Bill. And the good thing is we get the socials, they come in, and there are a couple of rippers here. One of them caught my eye. Matthew Leopold said, I have done multiple poos where I didn't have to wipe. Just a straight ghosty.
Clean break.
Backed himself in.
Oh, thank you. All right. Move on. Yuck. Daniel, in the last 48 hours, I have scored a promotion at work and bought my first house. Now, that is worth bragging about.
That is very good. Phil Hazelman,
Just Phil will be good, yeah.
Filthy. Took the missus out for dinner. We sat in the tab. I drank, punted, she drove and paid.
Oh, how good is she?
That is marriage material,
Marrier,
Bill.
Marrier. Ingrid, not brag, a request, subtitles. What would that be meaning, do you think, Ingrid?
Well, she probably can't understand what you're saying on the video.
She's had a bit of a swipe at you
Ingrid
there.
I looked up, mm-hmm. And she's over in Canada.
Oh.
Mm.
International.
International, Ingrid. Wow, we're on to you. Yes.
Bill, I tell you what we do have. We've got Daniel James. Now, he has written in, of course. Yep. And are you there, Daniel?
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, going Daniel. Really well. Thank you. Could you tell us what your brag was, please?
Yeah, so I'm pretty savvy with the English language, actually. So I was wondering if Bill could pronounce a few words for me.
Mate, you're from Buninyong.
Well, not in Ballarat. So Buninyong's a bit better than Ballarat.
Oh, Buninyong. There's a little mountain there. There's a Mount Buninyong, and they all live around that. And it's actually a nice golf course. Very nice.
Well, I'll tell you what is a mountain. That
you can say Buninyong, Bill.
You can't say the other mountain. So this is how Bill says where Bathurst is raced.
How many laps are there around Mount Panorama? Mount Panorama.
So go on, give us your brag. Say it correctly.
Yeah, so I can correctly pronounce Mount Panorama, Matthew Dellavedova, Burglar, Chimney, and the Thesaurus.
What's the last one?
Thesaurus.
Doesn't really.
He's nailed all of them, Bill.
He's got that country twang like Bogan Buninyong. Well done, Daniel.
No, you're from the country.
Thank you.
Very good.
No, I'll tell you what you will be getting, though, is for calling. You're the first caller. Prizes. So you can have your pick of the prizes. The story continues. Dustin Martin, the authorised biography.
Yeah.
Or a round of golf at the magnificent St. Andrews Beach Golf Course. Two players, includes a cart and a six-pack of tins from the St. Andrews Beach Brewery.
There's a couple others here. Jackson Phillips. I got out of bed. That's worth bragging. I don't mind that. And this one here, Maddie, who's one of our favourites on the Rush Hour here. I work at a strip club and we're going to open on Friday, which is today. So good luck.
That is absolutely good luck. Another caller, Bill.
Yep.
Who have we got on the line?
Timmy.
Binge.
Hello, Timmy. How's Perth? Have you got all this rain and wind?
It's all good, mate. We're all good.
All right.
Now, what's your brag, Timmy?
second game of AFL 9s in 2 years.
Yeah.
We're an average age of 30. We finally get some jumpers made up that none of us fit in.
Yep.
And then we rock up to the ground to play the 20-year-olds and we beat them.
You're so unbelievable. Wow.
And they would have been serious, I reckon, the young blokes, wouldn't they?
Oh, they took it real serious. Real serious in that to let us know that one of them was on an AFL list last year.
Oh. And you gave him a touch up. Probably on a Carlton list, was he?
Daisy. Yeah. And Daisy Thomas. All right. No, do you have a frothy after that when you have a nice win, Timmy?
Oh, yeah. Every day, mate.
Bill, have you got a brag before we give out the prizes?
I do. Can you believe this? Because I'm not au fait with the online systems, but I got online last night.
Online systems.
I got online. I did this. I had to get my credit card out of my wallet and all that. And I booked online flights to Byron Bay and accommodation to Byron Bay. And it all comes through, about 15 bloody emails. But it all comes through and I've done it all by myself. I was happy with that. Unbelievable. The old dinosaur.
That's pretty good for you. Yeah. How'd you go getting your certificate on your check-in app?
Oh, don't talk about that. When you got to link them to get into pubs and that.
I'll give you an out for that. I had to spend 20 minutes on the actual blower to the man doing that. He ran me through.
You're not the only one.
That was a tough process.
That was all totally
which is probably the best way to describe it, and that will not be an endorsement for the check-in systems and the Victoria Services app. Anyway, Timmy, you had the better brag, I believe, so you get to choose, mate, the Dustin Martin book or the round of golf. Probably going to be bloody hard for you to get over here and play golf.
You're not going with Timmy, surely.
Yeah, I'll get the Dusty book.
You're going to have the Dusty book, which is brilliant, Bill, because this couldn't have worked out better because I reckon Daniel, he gets the round of golf. Are you happy with that, champion?
Yes, beautiful. Thank you, boys.
Hey, have you played at Buninyong?
I have not,
It's actually a very nice course, isn't it, DJ?
Yes, it is. Very good round. Should head down, Dave.
All right, I'll come down. Absolutely. You can host me down there. I appreciate that.
Say the basketballer again for Melbourne United, Matthew.
Delavadova.
What about the sauce you put on Kilpatrick oysters?
I'll let Bill say that one.
Can you have a go, Bill?
Chili.
Soy sauce.
What is it called?
Soy sauce.
No, Worcestershire. Say that.
I didn't want to say it.
There you go. There we have it. That's a brag out of us. Happy Friday. Thanks for calling.
Bill's idiot file is not too far away.
And poor Bill. Why do you always pick on him?
Because you always stuff everything up.
No, I don't. I'm going to the unfair dismissal claim tribunal.
There's another one. Case in point. It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ah, Jim, two burglars.
Oh. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless.
Well, hey, I'm here.
Oh, you are
good
here.
Good vibes only. Shut up. Good vibes only. Okay?
Oh, I just can't wait for this. The best part of the week, I love listening to it when I'm not on here, it is the Triple M family go mad for it, Bill. People just ask, is it made up? Does he put it on? Yep. You can't make this stuff up. It is the idiot file.
No, I'll tell you. It is made up. How do you say it, Joe?
Robert Diplomenico.
There you go. See, Robert Diplomenico. You've got to clap. Had a good day having a few bets, responsible.
Mm-hmm. Watch the horses.
Yeah. What's his name? Incentivize, is it?
Incentivize.
They're good people at Carlton Draft. They've looked after you and your pubs as well.
They have, and me personally.
Yes, and they're sponsoring
the
show.
You know what that is?
What's that?
Serendipitous. you're very popular. I don't know if you watch Googlebox.
Gogglebox.
Gogglebox. Who are the Googleboxers? I still don't know what
Goggle.
It is. Gogglebox. Another audio question, Paulie. Who is this rock band?
It's an expensive drink. Oh, and he gets
caught. You want to go hard. You want to be drinking Verb.
What?
Or Ver, or whatever it is. Moe.
Because all the people over here want to know,
is what is it like working with the man, the one and only Billy Brownless? Everywhere I get stopped on the street, they want to know, what's it like working with Big Bill?
G'day, Nico. Hi to you all, actually.
Started strong.
A nice start. Is it true to say that his manager is Rich Paul, who is the boyfriend of Adele?
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're more up with the pop culture than I am, Bill. I'm not sure where Adele fits into this, but
that's it. Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
That's a different song. That's Lionel Richie.
Same singers they are. Which AFL team did Adam Chera play for in 2022?
Ash.
Which team, Willie?
Oh. Yeah, Ash.
Freo.
Oh, no. But you said did play for, so you stitched him up a bit.
You slaughtered this.
Righto, here we go, Freddie. Which AFL team will Adam Chera play for in 2022? Right, I'll read you a little bit out of the book here. It's beautifully illustrated too. Wake up, sleepy mum. Today is the fate. We need to get ready. It's going to be great. It's time to get moving. I promise to bake. Boom Boo's best dish, cassavala cake. Now, what's cassavala cake, Nick?
Yeah, cassava. It's a.
What's cassava cake, Nick?
You told me you read it, but you didn't read it properly.
Oh, well, I can't. What's bloody cassava?
I'm so glad you stuffed that up.
And Pakistan defeated India, and they don't play each other because they're not allowed to because there's a bit going on over their days, know the world graphics like I.
World graphics?
Yes, the boundaries and what happens over there.
Quick one for Fat and his knowledge of the World Cup. What did this mean?
I tell you, I've got a favourite side, the Bangers, Bangladesh. The Bangers, of course, Bangladesh. Which are a very good side side. Bangladesh.
You're thinking about the flamingo, aren't you?
Hey?
You're thinking about pink flamingo, aren't you?
No, not the pink flamingo, the burly tav.
Not the tav, Billy, the pav.
Oh, the pav, that's right. The pavilion. Where do you go now, the BHP? Sorry, I got the stutters. What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi? Dubai doesn't show the Flintstones, even Flintstones, but Abba Dubai does.
You butchered every part of that.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, that one.
It was last week.
It's 2 weeks. You've played it twice now to make me look like an idiot. That is serendipitous.
Serendipitous and Abba Dubby Doo.
What about the alpaca from Houston? Oh, didn't he love it over there? We learned a lot, didn't we, about Houston last week?
Yeah, the bison.
The bison.
Can't get shot from level two or whatever it was.
And Nick Nat. He's a good boy, isn't he?
He's a good boy. That was absolutely brilliant, Fat. We thank you for just what you bring, stuffing of course. It's brilliant stuff. That is, well, that was hilarious, but there's only one thing to finish with, and that'll have to be a joke.
Which won't be hilarious.
That's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless.
I have a joke.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. We are back next week for our last week for 2021.
Yes! Yabba dabba doo!
Oh, no.
Daisy, Group 1 racing tomorrow, Flemington. And we think we know a little bit about it, but what have you got? Give us two of your best tomorrow at Flemington, please.
Yes, okay, Bill. Well, I spoke to Craig Williams last night, actually. Ooh. I interviewed him and I said, you've got a great book of rides. What do you like? So he gave me Mr. Brightside, which is no real surprise there. It is starting at favourite, but it's still $4, but he reckons down in weight, it'll just press the button and hammer off into the distance.
Up in class. Yep, right. Yes,
so I look forward to that. And I am going to go into the Derby. And I'm going against all the Victorian Derby, and I am going with Jungle Magnate.
Jungle, number 7, is
mm-hmm.
it? Wow.
$17.
Righto.
So there you go. A bit of value there. Yeah, so a shorty and a bit of value. So as always, if you do like any of those, gamble responsibly. What have you got?
I'm going
so
race.
So we can put a line through them and not back.
Race 8, number 11, Charlotte or Charlet, Charlot, whatever it is. Race 8, number 11, the Archie Alexander train. at $8.50 if you don't mind. Get on now. And the last, race 9, right down the bottom. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going to horse number 19. Juan Diva.
Juan Diva, 26s, Brett Preble for the Freedmans.
Yes, each way. Just
each way and then points to the nose. Doesn't really work. But anyway, okay, there's a couple there for you tomorrow. Derby Day, it's going to be a huge day of racing. We look forward to that, but not as much as we look forward to this part. Round us off. It's been a big week. Round us off with a ripper of a joke, please.
Okay.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
A bit fruity.
Ooh, fruity as in naughty?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You ready?
Yeah.
What's the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
Be careful.
What do you reckon the difference is there, Daisy, between an oral and a rectal?
The order in which you use.
No.
Well, that should be the punchline. Yeah. Is that going to laugh?
No. The taste. Sorry about that, guys, but we're done.
It's been a big week.
Very good. Been a big week. I've just got to carry you, Rabs, Maddie, Jill, and Daisy.
Have a good weekend, Fat. I'll see you on Monday.
Yes, see ya. Good luck.